Part 3, Chapter 2. Once inside the restaurant, Sal was a different person. She became chatty and playful, almost giddy. "I love it here," she said. "I really, really love it here." "So do the girls." She kissed the drop sisters one by one and then plunked each down on the seat beside her. Gabby had requested a booth to accommodate the drop sisters, which also made enough space for everyone's mittens, hats, scarves, and puffy winter jackets. "There's sure a lot to look at," said Gabby. "It's like being inside a pinball machine." Billy was mesmerized. They were surrounded by pink lights, paper lanterns, and flickering traffic signs. A train ran continuously on the track around the room. The track was attached to a ledge that was mounted onto the wall. Brightly colored, miniature hot air balloons inched back and forth on wires overhead, crisscrossing the ceiling, and large papier-mâché animals were stationed between the tables. Billy's favorite was the lion, whose mouth was wide open, showing a mountain range of jagged teeth. But the best thing about Ruby Cupboards was the food, especially the onion rings, which were as big as donuts. It was the kind of food Mama and Papa didn't approve of, except on special occasions. So Billy tried to enjoy every single second of every single mouthful. While they were eating their hot fudge sundaes, the family at the table next to them broke into a lively rendition of Happy Birthday. "We should celebrate something," Sal said. "No singing," said Billy. He did not want to be embarrassed. "We could celebrate your dad's new show or the beautiful snowfall," Gabby suggested. "We could celebrate me," said Sal. "I know," Billy said. "We can celebrate the year of the dragon. I'll show you." He searched for his jacket and dug into one of his pockets. He pulled out two things, an envelope and a pearl. "I almost forgot about these." "What is this?" asked Sal. Her eyes had zeroed in on the pearl. "Miss Silver told us about the year of the dragon today. The Chinese New Year started on Monday. It's different than our New Year because it's a lunar, which means the moon," Billy explained. "We didn't do anything special at school for the year of the rabbit, so Miss Silver had a dragon party today. We ate tangerines because they're the symbol of good luck, and we watched Chinese dancers on the computer." Billy paused, trying to remember everything Miss Silver had taught them. "The dragon can have the head of a donkey and the body of a snake, or it can just be a dragon." "But what's that?" Sal asked, still focused on the pearl. "Oh," Billy said, "the dragon carries a pearl in its claws. The pearl means that it has supernatural powers, so Miss Silver gave one to everyone." He held up the pearl and rolled it between his fingers. "It's magic." He acted as the pearl was coming to life in his hands. "What's in the envelope?" asked Gabby. "It's an empty envelope, but it has a dragon stamp on it." "It's official, a real stamp. Miss Silver's brother works at the post office." "See?" Billy presented the envelope so that Gabby and Sal could look at the dragon stamp. "Miss Silver said we should write a letter to someone. I wish we could wish them a happy lunar new year," asked Gabby. "Sure," said Billy. "Or," Miss Silver said, "we could use it for a thank you note or to tell someone you appreciate them. She said no one writes letters anymore, and it's a nice thing to do." "You could write Miss Silver a thank you note for the envelope," Sal said. Gabby smiled. Bill shot Sal a dismissive look. "Can I have the pearl?" asked Sal. "Nope," said Billy. Gabby clapped her hands. "Okay, everyone get a big spoonful of ice cream. On the count of three, we'll eat them. Then make a dragon face and roar softly, and we'll have a good year." Gabby counted. They all ate, and they all made dragon faces. They roared. "I couldn't eat another bite," said Gabby, and she pushed the remains of her sundae. She sighed loudly and placed her hands on her belly. "Do you have a food baby?" asked Billy. Gabby laughed. "I think I do," she said. "Where did you learn that expression? Kids say it at school." "What's a food baby?" asked Sal. "It's when you eat so much," said Billy, "and your stomach feels big and you feel like you're having a baby." "Boys can't have babies," said Sal. "Boys can have food babies," said Billy. "Okay, you two, let's bundle up and go home," said Gabby. It took them a while to dress for outside. "Can I get a cup of coffee to go?" Billy asked Gabby as he adjusted his scarf. "Are you crazy?" she said. "You don't drink coffee and you'd be up all night." "That's my plan," thought Billy. Gabby tugged Billy's knitted cap over his eyes and then pulled it up and flashed him a toothy grin. "You're funny," she said. She tossed the pillowcase with the Drop Sisters over her shoulders like Santa Claus with his bag of toys and led the way out the door into the wintry world. "It's cold," Sal said. It was, and Billy felt the cold press against his face, stinging his eyes and nose, but deep within himself, he felt a core of warmth because of the food he was getting excited about staying up all night. As they tramped to the car, Sal tweaked Billy's jacket sleeve. Snowflakes were catching in her eyelashes, turning them to lace. "What are you going to do with the magic pearl?" she asked. "I don't know," Billy said, and he truly didn't. But he did know one thing. He was not going to give it to Sal. He really didn't think the pearl had supernatural powers, but she thought so, and that made the pearl very powerful indeed.